我们很高兴，我们主日再一次在主的圣殿里面，我们一起来敬拜神。
We're happy that we can worship together on the Sunday morning.
那我们也再一次就回到我们的以弗所书。
Let's go back to Ephesians.
十几年前，我刚搬到加州的时候
，And I moved to California about more than 10 years ago.
哎，我发现南加州有一个很特别的情况。
There's a very interesting phenomenon in Southern California.
因为很多的人呢，他们从台湾来呢，是把家安居在这个南加州这个地方。
Many people immigrate from Taiwan to Southern California.
但是呢，他们的工作呀，还是在亚洲。
But their work still in Asia.
所以呢，只是太太带着孩子呢，在这里面生活。
Therefore, only the mother and the children are living in United States.
那么丈夫呢？是在亚洲居住，要来回飞来飞去的。
So the husband very often fly back and forth from United States to Asia.
他们之所以这样呢，就是因为想让孩子呢在美国能够受到很好的教育。
The reason they want to do that because they wanted their children have the best education in United States.
所以我们华人的父母啊，为了孩子是真是付出很多的辛苦。
So the Chinese parents pay a lot of a big price for their children.
所以为了下一代能有更好的机会
Because they want to have a better opportunity for their children
能够受到更好的教育
And have a better education
所以做父母的可以说是愿意付出一切的代价
They were willing to pay for everything
所以十几年如一日就这样飞来飞去
And so for so many years they fly back and forth
所以中国有一句俗话叫可怜天下父母心
And there's Chinese saying that universally there's unconditional parental love
那么讲的就是做父母的这种无私的奉献跟付出
And it's talk about the parents' love is so selfishly
那么按理说呢
Selfish, selflessly totally opposite、yeah.
按理说呀，父母要是付出这么多的话
，In other words, that if the parent willing to pay so much for their children,
那我们觉得孩子们应该是非常的感激。那么这两代人之间的关系应该是很融洽的。
The children should really appreciate it, so they should be getting along.
实际上也并不是如此。
On the contrary, it's not like that.
尤其是我们在北美的生活哈
，Especially in the North America,
因为呢。我们移民来到美国呢，我们还有很多的传统的观念。
And so when we immigrate to the United States, we have a lot of traditional concepts.
但是我们的孩子呢，是从小在美国长大，他们接受的很多的是西方的文化的影响。
But our children have been educated in this country.
所以两个的不同的文化常常会有一些这样的冲突。
So there's a conflict because during the different...cultures.
所以在一个家庭里面呢，我们常常会看到两代人之间的关系啊，那个是比较不容易能够沟通的。
And so it's very difficult to communicate in those two generations.
父母呢，多少也有点，好像是对孩子有点束手无策。
And so very often the parents feel helplessly.
那么儿女对父母呢，也是常常有一些怨言的。
And so the children very often have complaints toward their parents.
因为他觉得亚洲这个中国文化影响下这个父母啊这个要求很高哈
And the Asian parents seem to set very high expectations to their children
那么对孩子呢就很多的批评跟要求那么鼓励就比较少
And very often they have a lot of high expectation and criticism and very often has a less praise to their children
所以他常常想我们接对门那一家人家美国人的那父母跟孩子怎么就好像很随便这样子哈。
And so the on the contrary, the American parents and their children seems they are very easygoing.
所以这样的话呢，就是给我们做父母的去帮助孩子，就有很多的挑战。
And so there's a lot of challenge to the parent to help their children.
所以今天我们继续来看以弗所书的话，以弗所书我们进入了最后一章第六章。
So we're going to study the Ephesians chapter 6. That will be the last chapter of Ephesians.
那么我们前面讲过夫妻的关系。
We talk about the between the married couple.
那么这一章呢，我们就到了这个亲子的关系。
And today we talk about the relationship between parents and children.
所以呢，这个经文呢就非常的实用哈。
And the actual verses are very practical.
也非常贴近我们的生活。
And it's very close to our life.
所以这段经文呢，虽然只有短短的四节
，It's only four verses，
但是包含了很深奥的属灵的真理
，has a lot of a very deep spiritual truth。
所以我们今天来仔细的研讨，就来看一看，那么生活在北美，我们怎么样来处理这个父母跟孩子之间的关系。
And so in the United States, how do we deal with the parents and children relationship?
那么我们，如果你有圣经的话，请你打开以弗所书的第六章哈。
If you have a Bible, please turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
那么我来读中文，那比安卡来读英文。
I will read Chinese first and English later.
Yeah.以弗所书第六章啊，
Chapter 6,
第一节到第四节
1 to 4.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
And so, and you, father, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
那么这一节经文里，先是讲到了做儿女的你们应该怎样。
And the first is talk about what the children need to do.
那接下来又讲到说你们做父母的应该怎样。
Then later talk about what the parents should do.
所以中国的文化是很注重家庭的观念。
And Chinese culture really focuses on the family.
我想这个跟犹太人的文化很接近。
Very similar to Jewish culture.
那么这也是我们这个民族可以这样繁衍发展生存的一个很有价值的观念。
And that's how we continue to develop and multiply.
那在这个文化当中，我们有两个传统哈。
And there's two Chinese there are two traditions.
是涉及到父母跟儿女之间的关系。
And talk about parents and children.
一个观念呢，一个传统叫养儿防老。
And the first one is raising children for the purpose of being looked after at the old age.
那么第二个观念呢，就叫光宗耀祖。
And the second one actually is about honor your ancestor.
所以呢，老一辈的人呢，常常说你养育儿女就是将来你生活要有依靠。
And so for the older generation, just think about you raise your children so you can depend on your children when you grow old.
所以这个是观念其实本身是一个有它正面的一面。
And the concept actually is very positive.
因为它让这个家庭呢就非常的联系非常的密切。
So they have a very close relationship in the family.
所以在中国文化传统里面，孝敬父母呢是我们非常重要的一个核心的价值。
And so there's a very focused is honor your parents, very important in Chinese culture.
这也是中华民族传统的一个美德。
And this is actually a virtue in Chinese concept.
那么光宗耀祖呢，这个概念其实也有它积极的一面。
And there's a very positive impact of the honor your ancestor.
所以这样的鼓励呢，我们每个人呢都会积极的向上哈。
And so encourage us try to always do better.
那么这个家庭呢很重视教育。
And we focus on the education.
那么呢人生呢让我们有追求的目标哈。
And so we always have a goal in our life.
那这个都是值得提倡跟鼓励的。
It's really need to be promoted and encouraged.
但是这些传统这些美德如果使用不当的话，也会带来一些负面的效果。
And there will be negative impact if we do not use it properly.
所以啊，我的一个同学，他的父母就遇到这样的问题哈。
And my classmate, his parents have this sort of issue.
他来到美国之后居住，那么就跟孩子们住在一起。
And so the one of the parents live with his children.
那么当他到了突然间诊断出他得了癌症哈。
So when he was diagnosed with cancer.
那癌症呢？到了后期啊，他的情况就非常的不好。
And so terminal cancer has a very the person is very ill.
那么他就需要这样很多的照顾。
And he needs a lot be cared by others.
所以呢，那医院他不能住，就送到家里面。
So the hospital he could not stay for the long time, so was sent home.
那么他的孩子呢，因为两个人都要上班，还有他们自己的小孩子。
And because of his children and the wife, the family also have their own child.
最后他们实在是照顾不过来啊。
They really couldn't take care of their parent anymore.
所以他们就做个决定说把这个送到这个护理中心去。
And so they decide to send the parent to the nursing home.
那么这个就是这个他父亲最不能接受的。
And the father could not really accept that.
他最后的人生的日子是在这个 护理中心度过的。
And his last day was, he was in the nursing home.
所以他心里面有很多的苦毒，他觉得他的孩子是抛弃他最后。
There was a lot of bitterness. He feels his children abandoned him.
所以他这个态度就让他的女儿非常的受到伤害。
And because the attitude toward his daughter was very hurt.
因为他觉得好像是说他没有尽到他的孝心。能够最后照顾好他的父母。
The daughter feel that she did not do her best to take care of her dad.
所以这是一个例子，让我们看到说我们怎么样来思想说儿女跟父母之间怎么样有个关系。
And so this is the one of the example to think about relationship between parents and the children.
那另外一个例子呢，是我们父母对小孩子成就关于光宗耀祖方面的哈。
And then the other one is the example to talk about the parents toward their children, how to honor your ancestor.
我不知道我的观察对不对哈。
I don't know if my observation is correct.
因为很多从台湾来的弟兄姐妹的家庭，他们都希望自己的孩子去做医生。
And so very often from the parents from Taiwan, very often they want their children to become doctors.
所以我遇到好多这样的家庭，他们都希望自己的孩子去做医生。
I've met so many families, they want their children to become doctors.
但是不是所有的孩子都适合于做医生。
But not all the children are fit to be a doctor.
也不是所有的孩子都喜欢去做医生。
And very often they do not want to be doctors.
那么这个家庭呢，他就希望他的大儿子就一定要让他去做医生。
So this family, the elder son, they want elder son to become a doctor.
最后他去了这个 UC Irvine 的学校去读书。
So then when he went to UC Irvine to study.
也是个不错的学校咯。
It was a good school.
也他的功课也还可以。
He studied well.
但是他父母说不行，你一定要去读医生。
And so his family said, no, you have to study medicine.
但是他就不喜欢读医生
的。But he did not want to become a doctor.
所以这个孩子也是性格比较内向一点。
And so this is the son actually was an introvert.
所以结果就是什么？他得了很严重的忧郁症。
Consequently, he became depressed.
所以这个书都没有办法读下去。
He could not continue study anymore.
不得不就中途就停止了读书。
So he interrupted his study.
说没有办法完成的学业。
Could not even finish his degree.
那么最后，他的情况越来越严重。
His depression became worse.
我想中间还有很多。他父母怎么样去处理这个事情不太妥当的地方。
And also the parent did not handle the situation properly.
说这个孩子最后是自杀的。
And the son actually committed suicide.
所以像这样的我们的第二代在美国有得忧郁症有什么这个情况非常之多。
There's a lot of, the second generation have been depressed.
为什么呢？就是因为他在家里面跟父母本身就有一个压力，他到社会上，他的价值观又跟这个美国社会又完全不能够融入。
Because very often he received a lot of pressure from his parents, so there's sort of the conflicts in this society.
所以今天我们来思想说圣经给我们的教导哈。
And today we will look at what is the Bible teach us.
所以讲到父母跟儿女的关系
and talk about parent and the children relationship,
我们还是要首先回到最根本的圣经的一些启示。
We need to really go back to the basic, what the Bible teach us.
因为这些属灵的真理我们如果没有抓到的话
So if those are truth, we did not grasp the truth.
我们去理解这个父母跟儿女的关系啊，都会常常会出偏差的。
And so there will be misinterpret what God's teaching us.
所以我们要回到最根本的地方。
So let's go back to the basics.
所以这最根本的呢，我想有两个圣经方面的启示。
And there's a true revelation from the Bible.
第一个的话呢，就是在创世纪的第二章哈，就讲到过说人怎么样，人要离开父母怎么样，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So in Genesis, talk about the therefore a man should leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they should become one flesh.
所以你要成立一个家庭。
So when you become a family,
那么上帝在这个世界里呢，他是通过什么？他是通过父母把一个生命来带到这个世界上。
And so parents, they bring a new life to this world.
然后这个世界里最基本的单元就是家庭。
The basic unit is the family.
但是这是一个暂时的情况。
But this is only temporary situation.
Yeah. 因为什么？因为在圣经里面，在马可福音的里面哈，耶稣在教导的时候就提到说，将来人是怎么样复活之后怎么样。是既不会娶也不会嫁的。
And in Mark, talk about the after resurrection. There was neither marry or giving in marriage.
所以在将来神的国度里面没有婚姻，也不存在家庭。
So in God's in heaven, there is no more marriage.
那我们人怎么生活
？How do we live?
我们生活在一个团体里面
and we live in a community.
所以今天这个世界呢，我们现在已经开始生活在这样的团体里面。教会就是将来那个生活经验的一个缩影跟雏形。
So the church actually is a prototype of what we're going to live in heaven.
但是这个现在的教会还不能够取代家庭，在这个世界。
But the church cannot replace the family at this time.
所以。一个人来到这个世界，他的灵是从神而来的。
And so someone, the person comes to this earth, and the spirit is coming from the Lord.
但是他的身体是从父母而来的。
But the physical part is from the parents.
所以到我们将来在复活的时候，因为我们离开这个世界，我们的身体怎么样就没了。
So when we leave this earth, our physical body is no longer here.
我们灵魂归到神那里。当我们再一次复活的时候，神会给我们一个新的身体。
So we will have a new body after we resurrect.
那个新的身体就跟我们现在的身体不一样了。
And the new body will be different than the body we have right now.
我们现在的身体是受之父母，对不对？
And the physical body is coming from our parents.
将来的身体没有这个关系的。
And so there's no more relationship in the future.
是一个不一样的身体。
It's a different body.
所以这告诉我们一个真理啊。
And this tells us a truth.
每一个人在神面前都是平等的。
And so before God, everyone is equal.
我们彼此之间没有一个附属跟依赖的关系。
And so there's no interdependent relationship among us.
但是在这个世界上，神是通过父母将我们带到这个世界上来。
But God bring us to the earth through our parents.
给我们一个身体。
Give us a body.
我们的身体会像父母的身体，对不对？
And our body will maybe genetically will look like our parents.
所以这是神的恩典。
And that's God's grace.
因为我们来到这个世界上，我们没有，如果没有人照顾我们，没有人可以活下来。
And nobody can survive without parents taking care of us.
所以神就是让父母来照顾我们，抚育我们。使我们可以长大成。
So we God use the parent to raise us and to help us to grow.
我们知道现在人都比较长寿一点了。
And so now we know nowadays the longevity has a longevity.
那么人比较长寿之后，我们翻过来，我们就发现怎么样？现在子女怎么样？要照顾父母翻过来。
But because we live longer now, and so the children has a heavier burden to take care of the aging parents.
因为这就是神建立家庭的一个目的。
And that is the purpose of how God established family.
所以让我们在家庭里面，我们彼此怎么样，可以互相的照顾。
And so through the family, we can take care of each other.
所以这样的话呢，让我们在这个世界上不会孤单呐。
And so therefore, we will not be alone.
所以在这个世界上，我们总是有家人陪伴着我们。
And we also have the family member accompany us.
所以当我们思想到父母跟儿女的关系啊，不要想到说这个儿女是我的财产哈。
And so we think about the parents and children relationship. Don't ever treat the children as your property.
但是，儿女是你的荣耀哈。
And your children should be your glory.
那么，儿女是属于你的。
And the children belong to you.
但是也不完全是属于你的。
But not necessarily belong to you.
因为他是什么？他是最终是属于神的。
But in the end, he belonged to God.
每个人我们在神面前都是平等。
And before God, we are all equal.
所以我们知道了这些最基本的概念。
So we know the basic principles.
帮助我们更好的去看待我们与儿女与父母之间的关系。
So it will help us to understand the relationship between parents and children.
好，保罗这里面虽然只是短短的几节经文，就是讲到了儿女跟父母。啊，他有先嘱咐儿女，然后有嘱咐父母。
In the beginning, he teaches teaching the children. Later, he's teaching the parents. So those are four verses.
所以呢，我们先来看他对父母的嘱咐。
And let's look and see what he's teaching the parents.
他们说，第四节说，你们做父亲的。
And the verse four is talk about those fathers.
当然也包括什么做母亲的。
Of course, including the mother as well.
所以呢，你们这里面讲到的话有一个是否定的命令。
And there's one is a negative command.
另外一个是鼓励的命令。
And the other one is a more positive command.
所以这里讲到说， 这个禁止的命令就说你不可惹儿女的气。
The negative part is talking about do not provoke your children.
这个话呢，我们现在听起来呢，还不觉得刺耳，对不对
？And so now we didn't feel this kind of bother us when we hear it.
但是你知道，保罗写这个经文的时候是在2000年前。
But you gotta remember, Paul wrote this letter 2000 years ago.
那在罗马帝国的那个时代啊
，under Roman Empire.
那个父亲在家里面的地位是很高的。
And the father has big authority.
而且是绝对的权威。
Has a total authority.
所以那个时代。保罗这样讲可以说是非常超前的。
And so that is the, Paul really can foresee, what's going to happen.
所以他这里讲父母就是说你有小孩子在家里你做父母的怎么样。
So we'll talk about if you have children at home, what the parents should do.
你们不可以惹儿女的气。
And do not provoke, provoke them.
虽然你有权力跟权柄。
Even you have authority.
你一定要特别慎重的去使用它。
And you have to use it very wisely.
所以对我们现在人讲我们就很容易理解啊这个是不要惹儿女的气是什么意思。
So for us, it's easier to understand what that means. Do not provoke your children.
Yeah. 那么这就说呢我们对孩子的要求啊要比较合理。
And we have the expectation has to be reasonable.
不要太过于严厉。
And do not be too severe.
而且呢做父母的呢不要偏心跟偏爱。
And do not play favoritism at home.
所以这个对做父母实在是一个蛮高的要求。
And so that's really a high requirement for the parents.
因为除非你特别的留心呢。
And unless you really pay attention.
你要有两三个孩子的话你肯定会偏心的。
If you have two or three children, there's always the possibility of play favoritism.
因为每个孩子都不一样的。
Because every child is different.
有的会比较乖一点。
And some were more obedient.
有的就是不太乖的。
And some of them were disobedient.
有的是聪明一点。
Some are smarter.
有一点呢就会不太聪明一点。
And one of them may not be as smart.
做父母的如果我们知道说我们能够接受孩子是什么样这个是很重要。
So, it's very important for the parent to accept our children.
所以那个光宗耀祖的观念很好哈。
And honor the ancestor concept is good.
但是很多父母是想在孩子身上能够实现自己的愿望。
And very often, the parents want to fulfill their own dreams through their children.
或者说父母是希望孩子的成就来肯定自身的价值。
Very often, the parents want to recognize themselves through their children.
所以这样的话就很容易在两代人之间的关系上造成一定的冲突。
So it will cause a lot of conflict between the parents and the children.
因为每个孩子都不一样。
Because every child is different.
那么神造每个人给每个人的能力也不一样。
And even God created every single person, or he created us with different abilities.
所以我们不能以这些个来去怎么样去接纳孩子啊
？So we cannot to depend ability to accept our children.
所以呢，我以前碰到一个教会的弟兄，他就啊，他是做工程师的哈。
And I have met one brother, the church. He was an engineer.
他说他父母就蛮好的。
And he said his parents was very reasonable.
因为从小的话，他的功课就很好。
And when he was growing up, he was a very good student.
所以他受了很好的教育，然后出来做工程师。
He was very well educated and became an engineer.
然后他的哥哥呢，功课就从来都不好。
And his brother actually was not a good student.
但他父母就很能接纳他。
But his parents was willing to accept his brother.
所以他哥哥后来出来呢，就当然就做不了工程师了。他哥哥就开了一家面包店哈。
And so, but the brother did not become an engineer, but actually opened a bakery shop.
不过他的面包店开的也挺成功。
But the bakery shop was very successful.
所以那个这弟兄跟我讲说，也其实也没有差别。你看，他说我到这个年纪，他当时50多岁啊。他说我哥哥已经都退休了。
And so my brother actually already retired at the time the engineer was in his 50s.
啊，他每天可以到高尔夫场去打球去。
And his brother was playing golf every single day.
他说：“你看，我现在每天还要去上班呢。
”But then the engineer have to work every single day.
所以每个人呢都有他不同的道路要走。
Everybody walk their own path.
所以神给每个人的能力不一样。他走的道路都也不一样。
And God gives everyone the different ability and their path will be different as well.
所以做父母的不要惹儿女的气首先就是说你要能够接纳 你的孩子是个什么样的孩子。
And the first one, do not provoke your children. The first thing you should do is to accept your children.
那么第二个命令的话，接下来呢是一个正面的命令。
And the second one actually is a more positive command.
就说你要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
You need to teach them according to God's word.
这是提醒我们做父母的哈。
And so to really remind the parents.
特别是对这个还没有成年的孩子。
Especially for the children still young.
我们一定要管教。
And we need to really take care of them, discipline them.
因为很多的时候父母觉得孩子有需要他就给他很多物质上的满足。
And very often the children express their needs and the parents just spoil them with material things.
所以现在父母呢就是比较溺爱孩子比较多。
And so very often the parents spoil their children.
特别是在中国的话以前我们都是一个孩子嘛哈。
Especially in China, we only have one child.
那现在好像这个政策又改变了。
And right now the policy has changed.
那这样的话都比较容易。比较容易溺爱孩子。
And it's very easy to spoil their children.
实际上孩子是需要管教的。
But children need to be disciplined.
所以做父母的责任一定要告诉他怎么样去为人处事。
And so the parents have to teach the children how to behave.
那么很多的时候呢因为我们这个社会呢大家要说孩子要教的话那读书就交给学校哈。
And very often we say, oh, if we want to teach children, we give that responsibility to school.
如果学校里读得不好，就去来一个什么，各种各样的这个培训班再去培训一下。
If they are not studying well in school, then they send them the children to the tutoring class.
如果下面还要学什么特别的技巧，还要有些什么样的去班儿去学哈。
And then they also send them to learn all different kind of skill.
那么。很少讲到说其实本身做父母的你要教给孩子很多的东西、
And very often not emphasize how the parents need to teach their children.
特别是我们做基督徒哈。
Especially our Christians.
我们首先要教导孩子一些属灵的真理。
Most important is how to teach them the spiritual truth.
这个不仅仅是教会的责任哈。
And it's not only the church's responsibility.
所以也是做父母的责任。
It's also the parents' responsibility.
所以父母要把属灵的真理告诉我们的孩子。
And parents need to teach their children the spiritual truth.
所以这里面讲到就是说保罗对父母的勉励是怎样。
And this is talk about encouraging to the parents.
所以一方面说不要惹儿女的气。
The first is do not provoke your children.
那另外一方面讲到说怎么样呢你要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
And you need according to teach and discipline your children according to the Lord.
那么作为儿女的又该怎么样去理解呢
And for the children, how should we understand this passage?
所以我们来看的话保罗对于儿女的讲的其实很简单。
And for the children, his teaching is very simple.
那就是一个。
Just one.
这个命令就说你要听从父母。
And you basically just obey your parents in the Lord.
所以呢我们这里可以分成两个部分看一部分是没有成年的子女另外一部分是成年的子女。
And we can look at two parts. One is the children still young, one is the children are grown up.
那么对于未成年的子女来说这个听从父母是理所应当的。
And so for the children have young, it's, of course, it's automatic and you need to obey your parents.
所以第一节讲到这是什么这是正确的事情。
And this is the right thing to do.
那么但是现在让小孩子听你的也不是件容易的事情。
It's really not easy to have children listen to their parents right now.
那现在我们都知道很多时候我们的小孩子对于这个现代科技的东西比我们都灵活。
You know, the young children right now know the new technology much better than the parents.
所以很多时候我们要请教他们说怎么用这些东西啊。
And so sometimes we even ask our children to help us how to learn those technology.
那么而且呢如果你来到美国啊你这个英文有的时候没有他们好啊。
Especially the parents, sometimes their English not as good as their children.
或者你对美国社会的了解可能还没有他们多嘞。
And you do not understand this, the culture of this country.
所以做父母的你说我要教给我的孩子一些东西有的时候你底气都不太足哈。
And so sometimes you do not feel like you can really teach your children.
所以不要气馁不要灰心哈。
And do not be discouraged.
那么毕竟呢你是把孩子一手带大的你对他有非常大的影响。
You have a huge influence because you are the one supposed to raise your children.
而且因为在这个西方的观念，这个父母呢不像我们在东方啊那个好像这么有权威的、啊、
And in the Western culture, the parents do not have as much authority as the Eastern culture.
他们总是觉得跟孩子好像要做朋友的那
样子。Very often Western culture is saying you need to be friends with your children.
所以做父母的呢要是有很多的爱心跟忍耐啊。
And very often they feel the parents need to have a lot of patience and love.
你不要觉得孩子什么都不听你的哈。
And don't think the children do not listen to you.
实际上你对孩子的影响力还是非常大的。
But you have a huge influence on your children.
所以呢只要是说我们能够有更多的忍耐去教导孩子。
And very often we really need a lot more patience to teach our children.
那有更多的时间要跟孩子们去沟通。
And you need to spend a lot of time to communicate with your children.
这个沟通非常的重要。
Communication is very essential.
Yeah.那么让孩子能够理解你的想法。
And so for them to, your children to understand how you think.
那么做父母的也怎么样去理解孩子的想法。
And for the parents to understand your children as well.
所以这个就是说我们怎么样孩子能够听从我们的。
And so this is talk about how we can communicate with children so they can learn how to obey.
其实问题最多的不在第一节，问题最多在第二节。
And very often the problem is not the verse one. Very often is the problem is verse two.
第二节经文就说要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。
And so the second one is honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that you can live long on the earth.
这是第一条带应许的诫命。
And so this is the first one with a promise.
所以你就想，哦，要孝敬父母的话，你就可以长寿。
So therefore, if you want to have a longevity, you need to honor your parents.
你想，哇，那是不是啊、如果这个我知道有一个人挺听他父母话的，不过他很早就死了。
And very often, I know this one person actually really honored his parents, but he died very young.
怎么去理解哈？我们首先看哈，这个段经文呢是出自于旧约哈。
And so this verse came from the New Old Testament.
是旧约里面神给以色列人有十条诫命，对不对？
And God gave the Moses ten commandments.
那么前四条诫命呢是关于以色列人跟上帝之间的关系。
The first four is to talk about relationship between Jewish and God.
那么从后面六条诫命是讲到以色列人怎么样去处理人与人之间的关系。
And the next six talk about, is that next six?
Yeah, next six.
Next six talk about the relationship between men.
那么这一条诫命是第五条。
And so this is the fifth commandment.
所以你要孝敬父母。那这第五条的话呢，就是在这个所有与人关系当中的什么，站在首位的。
And it's talk about actually the first one talking about that, the relationship between men.
所以呢，这个非常重要的哈。
It's extremely
important. 孝敬父母非常重要。
Honor your parents is very important.
那么，作为孝敬父母的话，你就可以长寿，这个去怎么去理解？首先，这个是从一个群体的观念来理解。
So how do you understand that if you if you honor your parent, you will have a longevity? It's talk about community.
所以呢，以色列这个民族要想生存的话，这个孝敬父母是一个很重要的一个美德。
In order for the Jewish people to survive, honor your parent is essential.
那么不但是对这个民族，对这个家族也是一样哈。
Besides for this, the culture as also for the family as well.
所以这些个，你对一个家族要想兴旺的话，这个孝敬父母这是很重要的一条。
And you want the family to multiply is very important to understand this commandment.
所以一个民族如果不孝敬父母的话，这个民族确实是很难生存的。
If this culture or the race do not honor their parents, they will not be able to survive.
那么对于个人的情况怎么样去应用呢？
And how do we apply to our individually?
是不是这一条不适用于个人的情况呢？
And so does that mean that does not apply to individual?
也不是，也是适用于个人的情况。
Not necessarily, also can apply to individual.
但是大家要注意到，影响一个人寿命的原因可是多种多样的。
There's a multiple factor to affect someone who live longer or short.
所以这个例外的情况啊，也不胜枚举。
And there's a lot of exceptional cases.
所以呢，我们去理解的话是这样：如果一个人孝敬父母的话，哈。
So we should have this understanding: if a person who's willing to honor the parents.
这个是神的应许，
This is a God's
你的家庭肯定会蒙神的祝福。
And your family will be blessed by the Lord.
那么 一个人如果是不孝敬父母的话
And a person who does not honor his parents
也就是说反过来的话
If it's on the contrary
那么这个家庭不会蒙神的祝福
And this family will not be blessed by the Lord
我想这个是神的应许
I think this is the promise of the Lord
并不是说一个人要活得短命肯定证明他不孝敬父母
And does not mean if someone who died young that person did not honor his parents
因为实在是有太多的因素和太多的事情来影响人一个人的寿命。
So there are many factors affect someone's life.
那么对于我们这个成年的儿女来说呢
？For the grown children.
那么怎么去跟父母来互动哈
？And how do we have interaction with your parents?
那么特别是我们现在，人的寿命长了，可能你人生很长的一段时间。是跟你的父母在一起。
And because we have a longevity right now, so you probably children spend more time with your parents.
可能我们不再像小孩子那样对父母的事情都要言听计从，都要一定要听的。
We might not like when we were younger to listen to our parents every word.
但是圣经还是告诉我们，我们要孝敬父母，要尊重他们。
And the Bible still teaches us that we still need to honor our parents and respect them.
哎，我从一个教会的姐妹身上，我就。看到了，学到了他做的一个榜样。
I learned this from the sister from our church. Learn from her example.
那时候我住在东岸哈。
And I used to live in the East Coast.
东岸呢，冬天的时候比较容易下雪。
And so very often East Coast has the snow.
这个姐妹是跟父母哈住在一起的。
And so the sister lived with her parents.
他们父母来自台湾哈。
And they came from Taiwan.
那天的话，我们在一起聚会啊，都挺好。
And so that day that we have a meeting together was wonderful.
不过那天气预报说呢，今天晚上就会下雪。
And but then the weather broadcast talk about it's going to snow that night.
所以当时这个姐妹就说，她说她呢就要提前就要回家。
And so the sister said, I need to go home a little bit early.
我们当时一群年轻人在一起的玩得开心，说你不需要回家呀，说是下雪。但是还没有下嘛
And so the young people were together. We say, oh, don't worry about it. Even though it's going to snow, but it hasn't snowed yet.
再说我们下雪对我们来说呢，不当回事了。
And for us, the snow is a piece of cake.
那但是这个姐妹说，因为她的父母就很担心，告诉她让她提前回家。
But her parents will worry about her and to warn her and ask her to go home a little bit early.
她说。圣经告诉我们要孝敬父母，那我就听从父母。
And so the Bible teaches we need to honor our parents, so I need to listen.
实际上没有所谓的事情，他早回去晚回去，可能安全性上也差不了太多哈。
And so for the distance or the safety may not make a significant difference.
他说，为了不让父母担心，我就提前回去。
But because I do not want my parents worry, I need to go home a little bit early.
所以，这个就是个怎么样去对待自己这个年长的父母，还孝敬父母。
And thus we can learn how we treat our elderly parents.
所以呢是不容易的。当我们人生走到老年的时候哈。
And when we became elderly, it's not easy to do that.
那么这个时候呢，我们儿女呢就要来照顾年长的父母。
And very often children need to take care of their elderly parents.
所以这个时候需要双方啊有很多的比较的理解哈。
And so need a mutual understanding between the parents and the children.
因为做儿女的照顾父母这是很不容易的。
It's very difficult for the children to take care of the elderly parents.
特别是到了这个身体啊，这很多情况不能自理的情况下。
And very often the elderly parent not able to take care of themselves anymore.
非常辛苦。
And it's very hard to take care of them.
因为这个跟你带小孩子不一样啊。
And it's different than you raise your children.
因为小孩子他会越长越大，你会觉得将来啊有个盼望、啊、
And so the children will grow up, you feel there's a hope there.
那么看到年长的父母体力开始衰弱的时候，其实对儿女在这个心情上情绪上其实都是个很大的影响。
And it's a huge impact for the children to watch your elderly parents' health deteriorate.
而且他也知道说，哎呀，我将来也是这样子、啊、
And very often we know that we're going to be like our parents one day.
但是我想这是神把我们放在一个家庭里面哈，让我们在这个时候可以彼此的照顾。
And that's why God put us in the family so we can take care of each other.
所以这需要父母有很多能够体贴儿女的辛苦哈。
So we need to have a parent to understand the difficulty of children.
那么做儿女的这个时候呢，还是要尽量的怎么样，要尊重父母。
And even with children, you need to try your very best to respect your parents.
要因为他觉得他自己还是父母。
And even though the parents still, they are still parents to you.
但是很多的时候他是没有办法来做决定的。
And very often the parents can no longer make some decisions.
Yeah, 我遇到一个家庭啊，他是这个牧师哈。
I've met this family. The family is a pastor.
他呢是跟他的岳父岳母住在一起。
So he lived with his father and mother-in-law.
所以他们来自台湾哈。
And they came from Taiwan.
他的岳父呢以前是国民党的一个将军哈。
And so the his father-in-law used to be a commander of a nationalist.
所以呢，在这个军队里面，从来都是发号施令的。
So he always, as a general, he always command.
职业习惯哈。
And because it become the occupation habit.
到了家里，他也是发号施令。
And at home, he did the same thing.
不想他到老了，他已经没有家了，他要住在跟儿女住在一起。
But he no longer really has his own family, but he's living with his children's family.
但是你让老人家去改变这个习惯是很难哈。
But it's very hard to change a habit of the parents.
他住到他女儿家，他还是要发号施令。
So even he lived with his daughter, he was still making commands.
所以看到这家庭，他们怎么去照顾这父母，就是尊重他的意见就好了。
And so we can see how they take care of the elderly parent, the father. They learn how to respect him.
你没有办法让他改变的嘛。
You cannot make him to change their behavior.
到了最后他那几年他们要离开的时候夫妻两个哦那是非常非常的辛苦在家里面照顾。
And so before the father passed away, it was very difficult to take care of him the last few years.
那最后当老人家离开的时候他才拉着他的女儿手他说哎呀对不起呀、啊、我真是跟你发了很多的脾气。
And so before he passed away, he apologized to his daughter, said, I'm so sorry, I was very angry toward you for many years.
他说但是我很感激你啊你真是付出很多辛苦来照顾。
I'm so appreciate you that you have paid so much price.
哎你要知道他从来不会跟任何人说这种话的。
And the father never apologized or never said anything like that before.
所以啊这是人生最后这段时间那么跟父母的相处实际上也是神给我们的恩典。
And so that's God's grace to let us to have a time to spend with our parents in the end.
所以我想这里面保罗借着按照圣经的教导哈。
And so Paul is to teach us through God's words.
是按照说神给我们的启示说我们这在这个人生这个世界上我们可以有幸成为父母跟儿女。这个是神的恩典。
It's God's grace so that we have a relationship between parents and children.
是神让我们来彼此扶持，彼此的帮助，一起走这条人生的道路。
And so we can walk on this earth to support each other.
所以，不论我们是照顾我们的小小的孩子
，No matter we're taking care of the young,
还是我们照顾年迈的父母
，or elderly parents,
这都是我们人生道路中不同阶段时候。神说给我们的一种恩典。
And so this is God's grace that at the our different stage of our life.
所以让我们在体会神的恩典中能够有能够真实讲主的爱能够活出来。
So through God's grace we can live his love.
所以愿神呢是祝福我们当中的每一个家庭。
So we have asked the Lord to bless every single family here.
好让我们一起来低头祷告。
And let's pray.
天父上帝我们感谢你的恩典
Dear Lord, we just want to thank you for your grace.
因为主你是赐生命的神
You are the one giving the life.
主你将生命赐给我们每一个人
You give the life to every one of us.
也将父母赐给我们每一个人
You also give our parents.
那么使我们来到这个世界上我们就得到关爱跟照顾
So we're being cared and being loved by the parents.
主让我们怀着感恩的心来看待我们的儿女来看待我们的父母
And so we have a grateful heart to treat our children and our elderly parents.
让我们彼此陪伴走这条人生的道路
So we continue to support each other through this on earth.
我们互相的勉励
And continue to encourage each other.
彼此的扶持
And continue to support each other.
因为这是神给我们的祝福
And this is your command to us.
我们将我们教会当中每一个家庭我们都交托在你的手中
We put every single family into your hand.
愿我们的主能够祝福我们当中的小孩子
and to bless the children in this church
使他们在父母的管教和警戒之下可以 健康的成长。
So they can grow healthily under the parents' teaching and guidance.
也愿你祝福我们当中的父母。
And continue to bless the parents here.
赐给我们聪明智慧。
Give us wisdom.
直到怎么样能够将属灵的道理教导我们的孩子们。
And using the spiritual truths to teach our children.
也求主你祝福我们当中的老人家。
And also continue to bless the elderly parents here.
愿我们在家庭的温暖跟关怀之下都能够体会到神你给我们的祝福跟恩典。
And through the care and the love, our children, that we can really taste your blessing.
谢谢主你赐给我们话语。
And thank you for giving us words.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.